the lies of the third temple, part 89. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh in South Africa, Pretoria, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at 0722-367-124, that's plus 27, international code, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1 and start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notification, all the other studies that we are busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family and make sure that you at least have a 611 King James Bible pen and writing pad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. We continue where we left off yesterday morning. Now the researcher, the Temple Mount Institute in Jerusalem, makes the following statement. Now we have dealt with quite a lot of history concerning the Temple Mount, where they want the third temple to be built. And we need to know this stuff. Now they say, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem say, originally the Ottomans government designated, who's the Ottomans? Firstly, before they were called Muslims, they were called Ottomans. Ottomans, which is basically the Muslims. Originally the Ottomans government designated a specific place on the mount from which police could ensure the security of the mosque. The British and later the Jordanians and the Israel later used the same place as a police center. Then the Israeli police were joined by border police. Following our protest, it was decided that the border police should merely man the doors of the mosque area and would not actually wander in the grounds themselves, but this decision has subsequently been ignored, unfortunately. The Islamic Council asked the WAF to form a guard unit to protect the mosque after day and night and survey all these entrances. These guards have the authority to permit any non-Muslim from praying in the mosque and, if necessary, to use force in order to ensure that these rules are adhered to. Yet another right. In October 1919, when the Christ in the Persian Gulf between the Allied forces and Iraq was charging up, an incident took place on the Temple Mount that caught the attention of the world. The Temple Mount faithful marched on the mount and underlined the banner denouncing the Muslim presence. Now reports in a chronicle said that it was Jewish attempt to lay a foundation stone for the third temple on the Temple Mount. Now listen to this. They wanted to do what? They wanted to lay a stone table announcing the building of a third temple on the Temple Mount. They marched from towards the temple but was stopped by the Israeli authorities. In the wake of the riot, 22 Palestinians were killed. The United Nations concerned Israel for overreacting to the incident. The United States, wishing to keep together the Franchise condition with Arab states against Iraq, voting against Israel. There were no insurers of the Palestine who started the riot. Newsweek reported that the bloody crash that left over 20 Palestinians dead. Last week's clash was only the most bloodiest of several incidents in recent years, in which young Arabs, rocks in hand, have ravished the walls of Jewish attacks. Their religious leaders teach that those who die defending the noble sanctuary go immediately to heaven. If we give up 1 centimeter, we didn't place even one toe on the mount, if it will be the end of your holy place, said Muhammad Wantani, a resident of the old city, it will be easier for us to die first. To Muslims, the death last week only deepens the sanctuary of the place both faiths have long ascended, though largest redemption epic destructions. Newspeak also said it was a circle of misunderstanding following rumors of a Jewish invasion. Palestine youth rushed Israel police on the El Shabaab Plaza, where the police killed an Arab. The Palestinians replied with rocks, shattering worshippers at the Western Wall below. In large Israel force backed with live ammunition, killed 21. This is what commonly report, but it was what really, what is it what really occurred? More timers, Zachary Mann, editor of GVUS News and World Report, tells a different story. The impression was given to the world is that the Palestinians assembled at the Al Mosque in order to confront a small band of Jewish zealots. The Temple Mount faithful who had been intended to establish a third Jewish temple on the Temple Mount. It is true that the group planned a march. Marches in previous years have been non-violent, but there was no march to the faithful on the faithful Sunday. The Supreme Court of Israel had banned the demonstration. Then Muslim Council WAF, a kind of mini Vatican organization that the Israelis permit to rule the Muslim holy place on the Temple Mount, was informed of the Supreme Court's ruling. All the Arab language newspapers in Jerusalem has published news stories about the court's ban several days earlier at the request of the Israeli authorities. These efforts to keep the place were frustrated because of the night before the holy day of Judaism. Palestinian Arabs activists restrained thousands of Arabs to come to this holy place with some 20,000 Jews pilgrimage, not the faithful Zionists, would be praying at the adjoined plaza some 40 feet below the Western Wall. So they expected 20,000 people there. Present on that day in the mosque was Fajal Hassinia, a key Palestine liberant organization, a faded leader who is normally not seen in the mosque on a day that is not a special day of prayer for the Muslims. But not present on the day were the WAF security personnel who had been responsibly withdrawn from the area between the gates. At the western edge of the mount that overlooked the Western Wall, and the Jewish pilgrims gathered before it. 40 feet above them, the Arab youth assembled and did what they had been gathered to do. They rout. They were throwing stones from the top onto the pilgrims. Where was the Islamic police? It was withdrawn. Summary, the Temple Mount remains a voluntary issue. Even through the Temple Mount has been regained and officially part of the State of Israel, it still being profound as far as God of Israel is concerned. When the Mount fell into Jewish hands after the Six-Day War, Israel took the Western Wall area but left administration to the Mount to the Muslim Council of Elders. Israel was banned. Israel also banned Jewish worship. The secular Jews did not care, and many of the Orthodox Jews believed that the third temple would have to wait the arrival of the Messiah. These issues remain stalemate to the present day. So they wait for the coming of the Messiah. Now what is astonishing is that up till today, 2024, there must have been about 12 Messiahs born already, which every now and then the Orthodox Jews claimed as the Messiah. A new Messiah, the Messiah, another Messiah, another Messiah. Current preparation to build a new temple. You see, now we start getting nearer to the to the crux of what we want to know. The following section contains illustrative quotes from the literature of various groups who have been involved one way or another in plans for the rebuilding of the temple in recent decades. This author does not necessarily endorse nor condemns these statements. The author does not necessarily endorse nor condemn these statements. They are merely offered in the interest of being a broad picture of the complexities of the third man, politics and present time. The various Jewish groups changes frequently. Some fade away and move to other pursuits. Others join forces from time to time, but nothing remains very static for very long. To all persons of the Jewish faith all over the world. A project to rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem is now being started. Now what is funny to me is the way that these council of Jerusalem, who promotes the rebuilding of the third temple, they never talk about Jaffa or El or El Shaddai or Elua or Elohim. They always talk about God. And you know by this time that the word God means object of worship. That's all. He has a name. A project to rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem is now being started, with divine guidances to help the temple to be completed. Jews will be inspired to conduct themselves in such a moral way that our Maker will see fit to pay us a visit here on earth. Ay, 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 ay. That our Maker. Who's the Maker? Is it Yahushua or Yahva? If they say it's Yahushua, why have they rejected him 2,000 years ago? If it's Yahva the Father, how will he come and visit them on earth? While the word says, now I can see Yahva and still live. You see, they're playing with words. It says, Jews will be inspired to conduct themselves in such a moral way that our Maker will see fit to pay us a visit here on earth. In gain the warm feeling that we be ours when this happy event takes place. This is my God. This is my God. It's a book that was the inspiration for this undertaking. God will place in the minds of many persons, all walks of Jewish life, the desire to participate in this work. Excavate talent, administrators and workers of all levels are needed. All efforts will be anonymous. God will know those desiring to participate. Please write to Box So-and-So, Washington Post, under circumstances, contributions, God will reveal. God's will prevail. Now they're looking for money. Isn't that funny? The above advertisement appears in the Washington Post on May 21st, 1967, before Jerusalem was liberated. The captain letter were 72 points, 1 inch high. The ad occupied a space of 11 or 8 inches. Although the ban on visiting the Temple Mount is in effect and has not stopped those in Israel for thinking about the realization of a long-lost dream, the rebuilding of the temple. Once the city of Jerusalem was retaken, this was no longer a pipe dream, Time magazine reports. Since the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans in AD 70, that was in the time of Emperor Titus, conservative and Orthodox Jews have besieged God 4 times a week to renew our days as they were. A plea from the restoration of the temple. Although Zionism were largely a secular movement, One of his series was the prayers of the Jews for a return to Palestine so they could build a temple. Learned Jewish optician has been debated when and how the temple can be rebuilt. The great medieval philosopher Maimonides, in his Code of Jewish Laws, urged that every generation of Jews was obtained to rebuild the temple if it was retaken, if a leader descent from David would be found, and if the enemies of Jerusalem were destroyed. Why rebuild the temple now? We're going to stop right here, and if it's Jehovah's will, tomorrow morning we're going to look at the question, why rebuilding the temple? Till tomorrow morning, if it's Jehovah's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.